Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition, 2023, first show of the year, the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Here in Tampa, as well as 93.7 FM. Now, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to the FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail haulers out there. Thanks so very much for doing what you're doing. And then, of course, we've got the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go as well, and our Amazon warehouse workers listening to us in the warehouse, as well as our Amazon drivers. Thanks so much for tuning in. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain at an S to it America, all lowercase. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out and see what we have to offer. Joining us right now to start out the new year, it is Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. There they are. They're on the porch. It's a balmy 67 degrees tonight. Okay, thank you, everybody on the porch. There we go. It's a balmy 67 degrees on the porch.
Oh, yes. Okay, thank you.
All right, time to say the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we do emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen. Under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, we started talking about Kevin McCarthy and the fact that there are many commentators that are saying that Kevin McCarthy will wind up being the Speaker of the House. It may not be the first run, the first vote, maybe the second vote, could even be the third. The question is how many things will get before the Tuesday's vote to determine the Speaker. What are they going to have to give up? What are the concessions? Well, one that we know about is the five people can bring up the charge or whatever to have the Speaker
challenge
to the Speaker to have the Speaker replaced, but it takes five of them to do it.
Yeah, and I guess the big question is you know, why do they necessarily want to change this? But you know, setting that aside, I think that there's not been any real discussion on the accomplishments of Kevin McCarthy. And one of them, because of his decisions and how he was handling things, was the January 6th committee, mm-hmm. the people that he wanted to put on there,
mm-hmm.
and of course, you know, Pelosi stopped it. So he's like, "Fine, we're just going to take everybody out, mm-hmm. and we'll show you how it is, how partisan, including you know mm-hmm. Kinzinger and Cheney." The other thing is that they're not talking about the fact that Kevin McCarthy has worked for over a year with a bunch of inside and outside staunch conservatives in order to come up with the contract with America, or yep. the commitment to America, I guess
yep.
it's called.
Yep.
And, you know, there's so much facing, you know, the headwinds here are huge for these Republicans. They don't have a lot of majority, I think, you know,
right.
and on the House side. So, you know, and this is a guy that worked diligently to raise an awful lot of money for candidates. You know, he traveled this country. He's taken delegations down to the border, you know, and you can say that he's establishment and a lot of people don't trust him and this and that. Well, you know, you almost have to look at the fact that there's so many checks and balances now with the House Freedom Caucus, those like, you know, Andy Biggs, Matt Gaetz, and so forth. We get it. I mean, we don't know what these negotiations are about, but you know, McCarthy is willing to make the concessions and mm-hmm. Because of what's in front of the Republicans that they've got to get on with. So, yeah, we'll see where this goes. But I don't like the fact that there's so much dissension and contention in all this.
Well, there's a couple of good time Charlies, and that's what I'll call them just because I'm going to label them as such without mentioning any names, that have joined on the bandwagon over the weekend, and all they're there for is one simple thing, publicity. They think they're going to get publicity out of this, because if they think that this is going to help them in their careers in the Congress, this is the wrong way to do it. They will be ostracized very quickly.
Yeah, look, there are people in the House that we really need to challenge, and they include people like Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
So, that's big.
That's the guy.
Let's come together with this.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Monday morning, and I shall be coming right back with Denise Simon.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended? Your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested. That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks very much, Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, where you can get coverage for just about anything you own, certainly the car or the truck that you're driving. You can also get coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, boat, or RV, and bundle that in there and save some money that way. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together on the policy with the vehicles that you're driving, including those extra ones if you have the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. You'll save a bunch of money. So you can go to geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O.com, for one of two things. Number one is to get a rate quote and see what they can do to save you money. You can get it all done right there on the website. Or to get the number and name and address of your current agent, your agent you'll be talking to, and away you go. And see what they can do for you and see if they can save you some money. I'd be willing to bet you they probably can. All right. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We had a horrible attack being labeled as a terrorist attack in New York City on some of my brothers of the badge there. Three New York Police Department officers at a checkpoint on their way into the Times Square celebrations were attacked by this loon with a machete, and the first one that he attacked, he really hurt him bad. He fractured his skull and damn near killed him with the blade that he hit him with in the neck and the shoulder. Just missed an artery.
Yeah, and this cat with a machete, I think they're all in stable condition.
Right.
But this cat with the machete actually wrote about joining the Taliban.
Right.
So I don't know that that's necessarily illegal. You can have a lot of those conversations, but I think there's probably more to what the FBI necessarily knows about this guy than we're being told. But I think that he was on the terror watch list.
Yes. They were watching him for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
What a shame. I mean, you would think, and by the way, don't you think they knew the guy had moved his location?
We don't know what they know. You know, they're being very cagey about it. But, I mean, just awful. I mean, one of the police officers, it was his first day on the job.
Right. Yep. Terrible. Okay, well, Donald Trump made news again for a statement he made. He said, and I quote, "It wasn't my fault that the Republicans didn't live up to expectations in the midterms." He actually said that when he left, it was 233 to 201 was what the Congress was at the time. That's probably true at the moment, but or at that point. He said Republicans failed on abortion policy and messaging, and he blamed it on Mitch McConnell.
Well, I mean, Mitch McConnell does certainly get some of the blame.
Sure.
But let's necessarily understand something here. These candidates speak to the 800,000 people in their district, okay?
Right.
And, you know, the districts, say, in New York are very different than the districts in Kansas or in Florida or in California. I think the RNC and any of the Republican leadership, they have a research team. They know what certain districts need and where the party wants to necessarily go. I mean, all you have to do is look at the convention points, the party platform. But it's fascinating to me. We always want to find somebody to blame.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the important piece. What's important here is these politicians talk to the voters instead of having the voters talk to them.
Yep.
And if you don't feel like you're being heard, then, you know, you're not gonna vote. You know, education to me is a big, huge thing. And, I think it should be to a lot of these politicians if you just look at what happened in Virginia. And, education is collapsing across this country. And that doesn't speak well to our children, their mental health, their careers in front of them, but to the next generation. I think waste, fraud, and abuse and corruption people are sick of, the lack of law enforcement. I mean, civil society out here is collapsing. And I'm not sure that a lot of these politicians were hearing the voters. It's like a one-sided conversation, and I don't like that. I want the voters to be able to tell these politicians, we need this kind of a candidate. We need you to be doing these kinds of things.
Right.
I'm not sure that, you know, we want to blame it all on Mitch McConnell or Donald Trump or a combination thereof. I think that some of these voters, are getting more stupid than
they need to look at themselves in a mirror and then make their decision. Now, in a statement, the Missouri National Guard said that the 294th, which is part of a engineering battalion, said that they will deploy to the Horn of Africa, which is actually the easternmost part of Africa's mainland, over by Ethiopia, etc., Somalia, Djibouti, parts of Kenya, Sudan, South Sudan, and Uganda. Now, their mission will be to conduct vertical and horizontal construction projects with the emphasis on vertical construction to establish and maintain the infrastructure required to achieve and sustain activities across a range of military operations in the area. Sounds like they're going to go build buildings.
I don't know what it is that you just said.
Well, they're talking about an engineer.
Built what?
Yeah.
That sounds to me like, you know, some kind of a misguided mission here.
Well, maybe they're cover or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty loose on that description that they're providing. But, you know, it's really quite fascinating to me how the U.S. military in various forms are operating in all of these countries.
Yep.
Somalia is still a problem. Syria is still a problem, but everybody wants to yell and scream about Ukraine because of the money that Joe Biden is just handing out and handing out and handing out.
Yep.
I understand the money, the whole money thing. I don't know that it's all Zelensky's fault here. If Zelensky is having to ask for money because the United States didn't respond or provide what they needed to up front, and that is at the end of the Trump administration going into the Biden administration. Can you imagine? What were they all asking for? They were asking for air support.
Right.
They were asking for air defense systems. Remember, Germany didn't want to get the planes and blah, 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 blah. Now we're starting to give it to them. Isn't that wild?
And they want to give them Challenger tanks.
Yeah. You want the Patriot missile system? Oh, okay. We'll give you one. Why didn't we do that 2 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when they get their hands on the Challenger tanks, it'll be a very formidable machine to go up against the Russians anywhere.
Well, the other thing, too, is that Ukraine now is having to fight not just one country, but two others.
Right.
And that's North Korea and Iran.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Which is not surprising. We knew they were going to get in the mix. Just didn't know how soon.
Well, they didn't have to. If these countries, if NATO and the United States had done the right thing, we wouldn't be in this situation where we are.
You're right. Well, the European Union governments have tentatively agreed on a $60 a barrel price cap on Russian seaborne oil aimed at reducing Moscow's ability to finance its war to Ukraine. Russia says nuts. they're not going to abide by it. They're going to sell their oil to somebody else.
Yes, and they will.
Yep,
they have been, and they will continue to do that.
They will.
It's not hurting.
Yep. You bet they will, because it's $22 a barrel higher on the open market right now over there for that same oil. All right, I'll let you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather. It's going to be a great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You too.
All right. Denise Simon, BoundersCode.com, BoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out what she has to offer. In the meantime, I'm coming right back with our military and veterans news report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. The Pittsburgh Steelers are staying alive. Kenny Pickett led an 80-yard game-winning drive to guide the Steelers past the Ravens 16-13 on Sunday Night Football in Baltimore. The rookie gunslinger hit Najee Harris for a 10-yard touchdown pass with 56 seconds left in regulation. And Minkah Fitzpatrick picked off Tyler Huntley on Baltimore's final possession. Pickett passed for 168 yards and a score, while Harris had 111 rushing yards to go along with his touchdown reception. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says his team fought through adversity this season and still has a chance at the playoffs.
It's not about what happens to you, it's how you respond to it. we're a group that stays solid in spite of circumstance.
Steelers quarterback Kenny Pickett says he's gaining more trust from his teammates and coaches every week.
You know, it's just confidence that, you know, I've always had in myself is showing up on the field, and I think guys are, you know, starting to feel that, which is always good. Like I said, going to a huddle and seeing how confident everybody is as a quarterback, you know, they have a lot of belief in you, and I have a lot of belief in the guys in that huddle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news for the first day of the 2023 year on the radio with us is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find out more about them by going online to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now you've heard me talk about National Aviation Academy and the training that they will do with not only civilians to become aviation maintenance technicians, but also people getting out of the military to learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, maybe some of you that are listening right now are in the military and you actually are an aviation maintenance tech and you're planning on getting out of the service. Well, before you get out and waste that great training that you've got, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy by going to their website first at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Go over there, look and see what they have to offer. And notice that they have two campuses. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is up outside Boston. And they have another one down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is on the west side of Tampa Bay. I'm on the east side, and they're on the west side. But in either case, call them up after you've looked at the website, seen what they have to offer. Call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour of one or both of their campuses. Now, it doesn't matter which one. It doesn't matter which one. Because, just like anybody else, you don't have to go to school in one particular place. You can, if you live in California, you can decide you want to come to Florida. Or if you live in New York, you can decide you want to go to Massachusetts because you want to get home every now and then. And it'd be a lot easier than having to drive 1,300 miles one way down to Florida. I get it. But each campus has something unique about it. And here's the story. When you ask to take the tour, you are going to be able to talk to not only students, but also instructors, and also the people that do the loan applications for the student loans. Now, that also applies to the military. Now, although you're supposed to do your own application with the military for the GI Bill, they will let you know what you need to have so that you can at least get that part of it done, and then they will help apply it for you. So that's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Locations in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. Call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, I've been doing a lot of talking about the Ukraine, and we're not done talking about them right now. Because the Ukraine is aiming to have a peace summit by the end of February. And they want that peace summit to be held in the United Nations. They say that the United Nations could be the best venue for holding this summit because this is not about making a favor to a certain country. This is really about bringing everyone on board with the peace proposal from Russia to Ukraine and everybody in between. And as you just heard Denise say, there are other countries involved in this now. Now, Russia could only be invited to such a summit if the country faced a war crimes tribunal first. So said the Ukrainian foreign minister. Now, he said that the Ukraine would call for Russia to be removed as a permanent member of the UN Security Council due to its continued strikes against civilian infrastructure in its war against Ukraine. Now, the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said that Moscow's proposals for demilitarization and denazification are known to Kiev. Either Ukraine fulfills them, or the issue will be decided by Russia's military, according to Lavrov. Well, that's really nice, Mr. Lavrov, but the people that are acting like Nazis in all of this and that are going after civilian targets are you. And your Russian army, you. The Ukrainians are defending themselves and have been since the beginning. They didn't invade anybody. They got invaded. So let's get our priorities straight here. And there is a 10-point formula, which was presented to the Group of 20 Summit back in 2022 at Christmas time. The 10-point formula includes the restoration of Ukraine's territorial integrity, the withdrawal of Russian troops, the release of all prisoners, a tribunal for those responsible for the aggression, and security guarantees for Ukraine. Now, we'll see where all of this goes. Because right now, it doesn't look like Russia's going to cooperate at all. So, if the United Nations decides to take this up, and the United States and Britain and France and China get involved in it, which they say they might, and Russia, of course, which is one of the five permanent members, they can jump in there and veto whatever they want. Remember that. So we'll see how this plays out. Maybe something will happen. Maybe something won't. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. By the way, Saudi Arabia, in the middle of all things war in the Middle East, they continue to arm themselves, not just with missiles, not just with rockets, but with tanks, artillery field pieces, anything they can get their hands on. They're real serious about what they're doing. You talk about about Ukraine coming up with Challenger tanks. Guess what? Saudi Arabia's already got them. Now, are they that good with them? Don't know. Haven't had the opportunity to find out, but I would imagine if they got them, they must know how to use them. We'll find out soon enough if something happens over there. It's like a powder keg all the time over there, as we well know. Now, last summer, Congress passed landmark veterans benefits legislation that could provide new health care options and disability payouts to as many as one in every five living American veterans. And the PAC Act and the processing of it started on the 1st of January. If you are eligible, you need to get going on that as soon as you can. And if you don't know if you're eligible or not, you need to get a hold of the VA to find out. By the way, Belarus has summoned the Ukrainian ambassador, saying it shot down a Ukrainian air defense missile in the Belarusian territory last week. No one's surprised. And when it's time to make a decision about sending a ground unit to Europe or an aviation squadron to the Indo-Pacific, it can take the Pentagon weeks to gather information from hundreds of databases to see how those movements will affect long-term readiness. However, a new data model now being enacted will predict deployments affect future readiness much sooner. And to that I say, about time. By the way, it was a banner day for some of the military's more unique trainees as 80 U.S. Space Force Guardians graduated from basic training in Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. The Space Force is growing. I think it's a pretty good branch of the service to be in, if you ask me. For people, young men and women that want something to do, it's all high tech. You techies with the computers, you'd love to get into that stuff, I'm sure. All right, hold the thought. Coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Chris Markowski will be next. I'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, what's on my mind is today is Monday, and that means it's the starting of the week and a brand new year, 2023, and our first discussion with Chris Markowski will be happening in just a few seconds here after I tell you that this part of the program is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura, of course. They have one Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue next to the Nissan dealership right here in Tampa, Florida, North Tampa. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, remember, you can be part of the You Serve, You Save program. You are eligible if you are active military, a veteran, or a first responder, whether you're an EMT, a firefighter, or a police officer, and you're located here and want to come over here and check things out. Don't forget, church pastors also get a discount and get treated very nicely at Moss Acura. And they have Moss Care, which comes free with free oil changes, tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Don't forget all about that. I don't know anybody else is doing a lot of that, but they are. Check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That might even open the door a little wider. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
Boy, I'm telling you, you guys got a little rowdy up there New Year's Eve. That bird that came down from Maine and decided to attack the police officers at that checkpoint, one of them was a rookie. It was his first day in the job.
Yeah, I saw that. It was obviously the story I woke up to on New Year's Day. So, again, it just seems like another really disturbed young man. I don't know what he was hoping to accomplish at that point in time or get across, but a terrible situation.
Well, he was one of those people that apparently had been watched because of his activity and the threats that he had been making. Plus, he tried to actually join the Taliban. That's something they said that he tried to do, and that's what tripped the trigger on them watching him the way they were.
They were out of Boston, was the FBI that was looking into him. I mean, that really do anything, you know, until actually, you know, he made some sort of effort. Unfortunately, it was at a bad time. I mean, this is what they have to go against. They're trying to follow these guys around. You know, it's an American citizen, too, so maybe more difficult.
Well, I'm not sure that this had anything to do with it, but the stock market fell again. People might be a little bit concerned about their security and whatnot and this, that, and the other. But the U.S. stocks just apparently suffered their worst year since 2008, with the Standard & Poor's index of the 500 finished their worst year.
Yeah, S&P was down a little under 20% for the year. No, I don't. Nothing on New Year's Eve had anything to do with the markets over the course of the year. It's
just
the reality of inflation and the Federal Reserve raising rates as quickly as they have, and kind of a shakeout, which needs to happen from time to time. We get too much, many companies over hiring and also too much money going in the wrong places. And many of these companies, these high flyers during hype cycles, are going away, and they really won't be back. But that's what happens. If you hold on to quality during these situations, you're going to come out okay on the other side.
Now, did you get your hand-printed invitation from the governor-elect, who's now the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, to go up here to the inauguration?
No, I did not.
Oh, darn. I would have thought you would have got one.
No, I haven't got one of those yet, that's for sure. Nor would I, be going off to Albany for that.
Yeah. There'd be a lot of reasons you go to Albany, but that wouldn't be one of them, I guess. Yeah, I agree. Because she got inaugurated yesterday, and everybody's going, oh, the first woman governor of the state of New York. Oh, well, wonderful. That's great.
I didn't even know what happened yesterday. It hasn't really been all over the news here, that's for sure.
Well, one of the things that happened yesterday was, remember the big brouhaha over Kirk Cameron and his God-focused children's book that he had published?
A little bit about it. I did follow it that closely.
And he was going around to public libraries speaking to kids and having little sessions, if you will. That's what he was trying to do?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, yesterday it was a mob scene at Kirk Cameron's reading of his God-focused children's book at the Indianapolis Public Library. Except the mob didn't do what most mobs do. They just smiled and they cheered and they laughed, and folks even sang God Bless America, as the event was a huge success. Over 2,500 people showed up for something that only had seats for about 100.
Well, I mean, it's always nice to see situations where people can gather and peacefully and enjoy a situation without having to be rowdy. I mean, it's great.
I do too. I think it's fantastic. But of course, that's not the way it started out with what everybody wanted to say. Now we're hearing, and I don't know about you, have your gas prices jumped up there?
I haven't bought gas. I'm gonna be honest with you, Kevin. I haven't bought gas over the past couple weeks, so I have to take a look. But if it's jumped down there, it's jumped here. I mean, it's just
be ready for some sticker shock. It's up 46 cents a gallon in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, you're dealing with the overall price of crude, which has come up over this period of time. With China opening up for and the concerns about greater energy usage there, which has helped drive that.
Yeah. And one thing about these polls that were taken about what people were most concerned about at New Year's, it's still kind of the same old, same old. They're very concerned about the border, and they're just as concerned about the economy, especially now the gas prices have gone back up.
Well, yeah, again, inflation is always an issue. There's no doubt about that. And I think that there's certain aspects of inflation that we're getting hit with. They're not just on the energy side, but on the food side. The avian flu has not helped with the price of eggs, and eggs is an input cost in many items that we eat on a regular basis, not just the eggs themselves. So, that's been an issue. And obviously, when energy prices go up, fertilizer costs have gotten more expensive. Ukraine being offline has added to the cost of many things. Again, these are things that consumers are going to be continue to deal with moving forward.
Now, if I was going to hire you to do a job and I told you you'd only work 40% of the time and you'd have the rest of the time to go away on little staycations or vacations or getaways or whatever you wanted to call them, would you be interested?
Working 40% of the time?
Yeah.
I mean, so the rest of the time you wouldn't be doing, you'd be just, just traveling?
Enjoying your life doing nothing.
That's interesting. Sounds like government work.
Well, it is. It's the President of the United States, Joe Biden. That's exactly what he's achieved in the first couple of years he's been around.
they calculated that, huh?
They did.
That's pretty funny.
Yes, they did. I thought I would let you have it first so that you'd know to use it for your podcast or something.
It's interesting. But again, like I said, it doesn't surprise me. It's government work. We could crack the jokes. The ongoing on the FM rock station radio stations up growing up in Albany, New York was teasing the state workers all the time because they're never working.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I hate to say this, it's not funny, but, this is what we've resorted to. Now, before we have to part company here, our junior senator, never thought I'd say that, our junior senator, Rick Scott of Florida, has challenged the Biden administration's job growth claims, telling them there's no way that they've created the kind of jobs they say they have.
There was a discrepancy. I think it was the... Was it the Cleveland Fed or one of the Federal Reserves? I forget off the top of my head.
Uh-huh.
They said calculations are off. The government's the Biden administration's calculations are off when it comes to jobs.
Yep.
There's like an argument going back and forth. Again, it just goes to how they go about jiggering statistics and whatnot. As far as job creation is concerned, that's a weird. Moniker, if you will. A lot of these jobs are jobs that were always there that came back, after COVID, people came back to work. And, it's reality. It's nothing really new. This year, especially, I think we're seeing more layoffs than we are anything else. And I think a lot of companies are kind of reluctant to go hiring new, especially established companies.
Well, you're right. And the other thing they're doing is they're not buying a whole bunch of new equipment right now. They're fixing up what they got.
Yeah, durable goods hasn't been as strong as it normally is.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day and stay warm.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check him out, and check out all the different things that he has to offer.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.